from 1994 and also 1987. Now, when we think about bands from back in the day that have got new music in 2015, this band have been going for, well, 42 years now. They first met in 1973, but Glenn Tilbrook and Chris Difford, even though they've had their ups and downs as Squeeze, are back with a brand new album called Cradle to the Grave. We'll hear one of the songs from that in about 5 or 10 minutes' time. But first, here's a classic of theirs from the mid-1990s. It evokes the seaside. It evokes having an ice cream, strolling along the prom. It is Squeeze and This Summer. Well, there's a bit of classic Squeeze from back in the day. And look who we've got in the studio now. Glenn Tilbrook and Chris Difford from Squeeze back with a brand new album after many, many years away. So come on, guys. Why so long since the last studio album of original material? Domino, of course.
Yes. Why so long? I think we got a bit tired and wanted to do some different things, which we did. And, you know, Chris and I were apart, I think, for like nearly 10 years. And I think all that stuff that we did separately really has come to inform what we do now. So Squeeze is different to how it used to be, yet it's, you know, having this project to work on, there's quite a lot of looking back, and I think the album is sort of reminiscent of early Squeeze. And yeah. Indeed, the way we make the record is very similar to the way we used to make records. We just go for a take and then, you know, minimal overdubs. So you get the excitement of playing together.
So even though it's been 4 years since Spot the Difference, etc., and 2007 when you guys got back as a live entity, does that mean this album was recorded very quickly, or was it still a long process? Because it depends on the way you look at it, I suppose.
Yeah, the coming together of it was quite long, but the actual recording was quite quick.
Right.
You know, we had two different bouts of recording. We did six songs and finished and mixed them, and then did the other six after. And that made for quite a change in the direction. John Bentley, our long-serving bass player, has gone off to other pastures, and we have Lucy Shaw in. So it was a tale of two bass players and different approaches, but it all comes together as one sort of cohesive record, I think.
Chris, I think you've said in the past that every new member of Squeeze, the touring entity, brings something new to the recording process.
Certainly does, and it's no different with Lucy. She's bringing a really lovely new shine to the band. We were rehearsing yesterday, and I couldn't help but listen to her playing, and the kind of, it's not just about musicianship, it's about personality for me too. And Lucy brings a really lovely softness to the band, obviously femininity that we don't have as men, but you know,
speak for yourself.
You've lost the beard now, Glenn.
It's really, really, really nice. Yeah.
Cradle to the Grave is the title of the brand new album. It's out now. Obviously, it's linked to the TV show that's on BBC Two as well. Is it similar in a way? You may remember this. You know, Queen did songs for the movie Highlander, and about six tracks out of nine were used in the movie. Right. Is it the same for your album and the TV show?
Yeah, I mean, we're discovering week by week what they're using. And what,
okay.
You know, we right up to the end, we don't know. But, you know, I watched last night, and we were featured, a song of ours called Beautiful Game was featured quite heavily, and it's lovely to see how they've managed to slot everything in, because we were given quite a free rein by Danny and Jeff Pope to write sort of around the theme of the book, but not specifically on, you know, events.
So that's why it's got that resonance back to the early days of yourselves.
Yeah,
absolutely. Yeah,
indeed. You know, and it's nice for us to be able to look back on, you know, to be informed by actually how we were when we first met and what our writing was like. And personally, I've sort of borrowed quite a lot from that period of time of our writing, which, you know, because we wrote such a lot in those days, but a lot of stuff was swept aside, and some of it's pretty fresh, so that's informed what we do now.
But am I right in thinking that the actual process for both of you has changed just a little bit? Because in the past, in one of the eras of Squeeze in the past, Chris, you'd write the lyrics and Glenn predominantly the music, whereas now it's a bit more collaborative, or am I wrong there?
Yeah, it's a more collaborative all round. You know, we're both bringing stuff to the table musically and lyrically, and the line between us, which was once very distinct, is now much more blurred. And it's, you know, we're older people, we have different experiences, and all that stuff is brought to the table.
Chris, would you like to tell us about Happy Days?
Well, it's our single, and it was one of the harder songs to record on the album. We had like three or four different versions of this song. Lyrically, it was inspired by a part of the script where they go away to a holiday camp, which obviously, you know, we've delved into that neighbourhood in the past with some of our other songs like Pulling Muscles from a Shell. So, lyrically speaking, it was actually very tough to write because I'd already been down that neck of the woods, so to speak. But as Glenn said, you know, we've been working more collaboratively, and so lyrically we both came together to make it sing.
Days.
Squeeze are still with me on BBC Radio Devon. Now, regular visitors to this fair part of the world, I'm just thinking off the top of my head, Minak Theatre not so long ago, Torquay United Football Club, Hunsham Court, as we know from many years ago. Do you sort of have a fondness for the South West that we don't quite know about?
Absolutely. I'm very fond of Plymouth, actually. I come here at least once a year to spend time here, and it's got something really special about it. It's a good mix of people. I really enjoy that.
And where are you as a band now? Is it Squeeze the focus? I mean, obviously it is because you've got the album and you're doing the tour for the rest of the autumn. But are you now Squeeze an ongoing entity, or are you going to dip in and out Genesis-like and do your own solo projects in between?
Genesis-like. Yeah. We are a bit like Genesis, yeah. Rather than Madness, I would
think. Okay, fair enough.
With less of the prog. But yeah, I mean, Squeeze, I think we're discovering ourselves again. It's almost like squaring the circle, coming back to being rewarded by what you do, you know, by writing songs and keeping it simple as much as you can. Yeah. I think that's the really important thing. You know, who knows what next year will provide, but for the time being, that's where we are, and we're very happy with it.
And enjoying the experience of being out there on stage.
It is a great experience. And, you know, we've got such a great canon of songs, and we've learnt in the last couple of tours that we can sort of delve into different albums and still make sense of those songs, which says a lot for our songwriting.
What do people say to you most, though? Do you get the fans at your concert saying, yeah, I want Pulling Muscles, or I want Call for Cats, or I want Tempted, or do the diehard fans say, I actually want track 7 of side 2 of whatever album it happens to be? What do you get most requested?
That's a hard question, really, because normally we talk to people after the show, so they're reflecting on what they've just seen.
Heard.
So, it's as I said, the feedback we've got from the shows we've done so far has been so amazing for you know, all the aspects of our career, and it's nice that everything slots together, and you know, nothing sounds out of place.
Well, I'm sure you're going to enjoy this autumn. I know you're playing all around the country, played at Plymouth, of course. So we'll look forward to seeing you on your tour and look forward to hearing more from Cradle to the Grave.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Very kind.
Glenn Tilbrook and Chris Difford, and coming